If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Extremely local news time, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. John Hansen from Block Club Chicago with the story. Oh, well, I guess we certainly need another bar around Wrigleyville, but that is exactly what the news is this morning. Morning,
John. You're
not
supposed to steal my joke from me, because I was going to lead with that as well, but no,
oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, no, this is okay. This is Pilot Project Brewing. We talked about it a couple years ago when they opened up in Logan Square. Their whole plan is basically, instead of each individual new brewing company to have to open up their own place, why don't they start by getting a tap or two at an existing place that kind of has rotating pilot brewing companies. And it's really worked. It's worked for a couple breweries such as Funky Town and Luna Bay. They used this Pilot Project Brewing in Logan Square as a launch pad. Then they struck out on their own. Well, now they're coming to the Wrigleyville neighborhood. They're going to be like at Roscoe and Clark. So that's like, what, like two blocks south of Addison, right there, set to open in April or May. I would hope they'd probably want April. but yeah, either way, right when the season starts. In fact, one of the owners of the brewery said, I just needed an excuse to get season tickets, and here it is. So I think it's cool, right? A good chance that we've had so many breweries in the area close. It's such a massive undertaking to open up your own spot and have a tasting room and all of that. If you can maybe get started slower and get that audience brewing for it, no pun intended, well, it's great stuff.
Yeah, they are going to have food. They're calling it, what, Chicago street food? Is that it?
Yeah. Street food, they'll have some cocktails as well. I think that's what makes it work, is that for folks that are just wanting to go to for the bar experience, maybe not for the brewery, try all the new things, it's still going to be a great place for them. And that makes sense near Wrigley, right? Like, it's not a bunch of hipsters going to Cubs games. There are some of them, but it's a place that can be for everybody in addition to those that just want to kind of try some new beers.
Let's talk about what's happening with that vacant lot in Cabrini Green, and it's been vacant for a long time, hasn't it?
50 years. Alderman Walter Burnett Jr., who has been on city council a long time, grew up in Cabrini Green, where this is, and he says he remembers it as a kid walking through it, and he's excited that there's going to be finally a new building coming up there. This is owned by Chicago Housing Authority. It's part of where Cabrini Green and the towers used to stand. So just east of the Chicago River, north of Chicago, kind of where Groupon used to be, if anyone remembers driving by that on Chicago. It's technically on Oak Street, and again, this has been owned by Chicago Housing Authority for a long time, and the Committee on Finance approved a $14 million TIF fund that's going to go to develop this. What's interesting about it, I think, is that they really want to make this mixed-income housing. There are a lot of people that are on Chicago Housing Authority's list for what they call right of return, which is something we talk about sometimes in the Middle East, but it's something that is done here in Chicago for families that were kind of left in the lurch when they tore down all the buildings, and they said, well, when we build new stuff, we'll put you on the top of the list to come back to the neighborhood that you were in. And a lot of people were priced out of that neighborhood. It's a growing metropolis. It's like a lot of neighborhoods that have turned over. So they're going to divvy up all these mixed income units. It's going to be 78 units to assure that there's people that are paying the market rate, but some people that get a little bit of a discount on this. So it'll be interesting to see how this stuff plays out.
Yeah, I'll tell you something. Anyone who grew up in Chicago and hasn't driven down Division Street by the old Cabrini Green site in years, it's quite a shock to folks what's happened in that area, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I mean, they demolished the buildings starting in 2000, I want to say, under Daley 2, and it took about 10 years to do it. There are still some of the low-row houses. It's kind of an interesting spot, like you're saying, Bob. There's a lot of new developments, but they clearly have some more work to do, including some of these vacant lots that now will be filled.
And finally, I love this story about a big tip in Bucktown.
Was this you and Marianne or no?
It could have been, but not this time.
Okay. This is a couple that likes to remain anonymous. And they met on a date at Club Lucky, which is an Italian mainstay, been around since 1990. They have a standing reservation at 7:30 p.m. every Friday before Valentine's Day at a very specific booth, booth number 46. And they become kind of famous, especially for the folks that work there, for leaving these multi-thousand-dollar tips. In 2021, the couple left $2,000 on top of a check of $137. That's a 1,460% tip. They left $2,000 again in 2022, 2024. I don't know if inflation played into it, but this year they visited on Friday night and they upped their gratuity to $3,000 on a $120 check. The company or the club Lucky shared the receipt, but they don't show the name of the people. They want to remain anonymous, but they like to split the tip amongst the staff working that night. It's a restaurant that has had workers been there for decades. And the owner's really nice about it. He says, look, this is not expected just because they do this every year. They absolutely do not have to do it. But it is a really sweet thing to do to pay homage to the place that they met so many years ago. And I don't know if you've ever been here, Bob. It is a great little spot. Club Lucky.
It's the best.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I love that it's still there, too.
Yeah, no, it is in Bucktown and doing great stuff there. So that's a sweet story to get ready for the Valentine's Day weekend
yeah,
for us.
Yeah, Club Lucky. Been around since 1990. So they've been doing this for a few years. So at this point, when they come into the restaurant, do the waiters and waitresses kind of fight over who gets to serve them?
I was going to say, yeah. I mean, they do split the check amongst the staff, but you'd imagine if I worked there, I'd be like, let's see, 7:30 Friday night before Valentine's Day. I am making sure I am on the schedule that night.
Absolutely. John Hansen, blockclubchicago.org for more. Thank you, John.
Take care, Bob.